This is the drill steel here, and then on the tip of it is a tungsten carbide bit. You can see the carbide insert in the steel bit. Huge difference in how much wear you've got. In the early days before 1920 or so, the drill steel and the bit were forged by blacksmith as one piece. And so they had crews of generally high school age kids called nippers that went through the mine, and they bring the miners sharp steel and take away the dull steel. And, it's unbelievable how much work they did, because a lot of these working places were in stopes, which are developed above the level and might be as much as 200 feet above the level just in ladders. And I've estimated when the Butte mines were in full blossom before the detachable bit came along that they were moving 300 tons of drill steel a day.
Slung over their back, you know how they carried it, up the ladders?
Generally, they'd sling it down in baskets or bags or something, then get it down to the track level and put it on flat cars, wheel it out to the shaft station, hoist it to the surface, and do the process in reverse for the sharp steel. A lot of work. And the detachable bit was invented here in Butte by a guy named Hawksworth in 1918. And his bit was really a big deal by the late 20s, but he died. And then better methods came along to attach the bit. But it was a real pioneering effort, because you went from having all these nippers to where each team of miners could carry all their drilling tools with them, a little carrier.